Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Jordan Heath Rawlings, host of The Big Story, Canada's longest-running daily news podcast. For 6 years now, we've been telling one story a day, every one of them about something that matters to Canadians. This spring, though, we're going deeper. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt, the inside story of Ontario's Greenbelt scandal. From political games to stag and doe parties, endangered species, RCMP investigations, and Las Vegas massages, you will hear the full story straight from the people who broke it. The Big Story presents Pay Dirt. New episodes every Monday starting April 22nd, and you can get them all by following The Big Story wherever you get your podcasts.
Find your frequency.
Controversial subjects with the facts can be tense, but we are a sub-science here to make things make sense.
Today we are talking about poppers with Canada drag race star and winner Priyanka. We're going to talk about how poppers affect your body. For anyone who doesn't know, it's a VHS cleaner that gay men sniff in order to loosen their buttholes. Ayo! We're going to talk about whether that actually happens, how it affects your body, the history of it, and also we're going to get into it about drag race.
Yes, happy pride.
Happy pride. Confetti shoots out of a cannon. Target t-shirts get flown into your house with drones. It's pride.
I mean, isn't pride technically canceled in Toronto this year again?
Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't exist.
But I think other places are probably going to have it. Like, I'm sure Australia and New Zealand and places that are not having COVID still.
Oh, my God. The cutest thing on the street recently, I was walking with my little doggy, and then this little girl from up the street, like, bounces out from behind a car, and she's like, happy pride.
Aw. Like, did you know her?
Yeah, like a girl from her street.
Oh, I thought you mentioned just someone being like, oh, there is a gay guy.
Now that is a faggot. Happy pride. It was so cute.
Oh, that's so
It actually made me so warm. I like had a pep and stuff. I was like, happy pride to you, 10-year-old.
Oh, we should just say that to everyone.
Yeah, no, it was really, really cute. Mm-hmm. I just feel like parents nowadays to their kids are like, okay, so it's pride. Mm-hmm. And you know what that means? We love you no matter what.
They're like, you know, that means the two gay guys on the street. Yeah. You got to be nice to them this month.
Yeah, they're called homosexuals. Yeah, it's a little weird, two men. I know.
But we'll smile at them for now.
But you say happy pride.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so excited to talk to Priyanka about Pride and poppers and like iconic Canadian pride, literally.
Yeah, honestly, everything, like if you want to think about Canadian pride, you're going to think about Priyanka.
Well, why don't we just do our What Did You Learn This Week and then we can go talk to her.
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, what did we learn this week?
So mine is kind of pride themed.
I think mine kind of is too.
Holy shit, when you're gay and it's pride, you just can't help but allow it to seep into your pores.
What did you learn?
Okay, so mine so actually isn't it, and I actually think it might be homophobic now that I think about it.
Oh, no.
Okay, so it's like the brightest, in a new study meta-analysis came out to find that the brightest insects, amphibians, snails, and slugs, so the ones
like
with the most
colorful
saturated
or?
Colors and hues, are the most toxic. Yeah. It's like, no, I was thinking about it. I was like, oh, it's gay. It's like all bright, shiny things are toxic. So yeah, now I'm like, it's like literally it's like, homophobic.
This is problematic.
Okay. Yeah, it's a problem.
No, it's not.
No, this is in nature. No, it's not saturated in hue. Any human.
True.
And but no, it is kind of toxic. Humans. Okay. Anyways, we're getting off topic. So a study found that through evolution, coloring of these like, let's just picture the poison dart frogs, which we all know. Those like beautiful greens and yellows. Mm-hmm. It's a signal to any predator that, babe, I'm toxic. You don't want to eat me. I'm a noxious being. Yeah. And so what they thought was like, okay, we get that there's, you know, this famous poison dart frog, but there are other animals with these colors. Is there a specific color that is means I'm more poisonous, less poisonous? Is there a scale? And they found through this study that in general, like, it doesn't matter the color, the brightness and the saturation, the more bright, the more saturated, the more toxic. And it's like actually goes across species, and it's called I thought this was kind of gay. Aposematism. So wow. That's the name of an animal advertising to potential predators that it's not worth eating or attacking because, babe, I'm toxic.
But you know what I was going to think? Or sorry, what I am thinking? You know what I was going to think? In the was, are there not animals that fake their colors so that they'll be protected, like an evolutionary response to just being more colorful, even if you're not toxic, as that you would maybe be less picked off because other animals would be afraid of you.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, aposematism is the advertising through colors that, like, you don't want to eat me, and I'm sure there definitely are.
Yeah,
but they're
maybe
saying
makes
that,
sense,
like,
that the actual toxic ones would be the most vibrant. It makes sense that that would happen. But
and, like, and it can be through coloration leading toxicity, but it can also be, you know, like, sharp smells, like spines, like even just like, you know, how like some animals, like literally a skunk, like things like that. Like, there's other ways of doing aposematism, but they've just found like that it's not like there's the color matters, or like they just weren't sure how this was all working, and now they're like, oh wow, no, okay, if you got bright colors,
so stay away from colorful.
Yeah, literally that
creatures.
If you see like a bright,
like,
colored
insects in particular,
like,
is that
insects in particular, but a bright colored snail, like, don't eat it. Don't if that's if you're French and you want an escargot, you got to go for the bland colors.
Oh my god. Okay, mine's about testicles.
Is that why it's pride? Because we like to suck on them during pride?
Yeah, I mean, any chance to talk about testes,
all scrotum is the sack.
Okay. And what they have found is that testicles have a lot in common with the brain, which they didn't think before. a lot more than was previously known, at least.
Wait,
so recently they compared all tissue in the human body and found that the brain and testes have the highest number of common proteins out of every organ and tissue in the body.
That's why sometimes you can't, either the balls take over the brain, the dick takes over
so
the
this
brain.
Is okay, literally, like, obviously they're not comparing that directly. They made that joke a lot in the, like, articles that were written about this, obviously.
Humor in a science article.
The one joke you could make of, like, you know, men think with their balls, now we know why.
Oh,
so they share over 13,000 proteins. They compared it to, like, the heart, the intestines, the ovaries. But it's not just that. They think it's almost like an evolutionary response. So they compared it to, first they realized both organs are kind of greedy. They need a lot of attention and they need a lot of resources. Both your brain, like, uses a lot of energy.
Yeah, for sure.
And
that
then
makes sense.
To produce millions of sperm every single day requires a lot of energy. And so obviously these tissues are created in such a way that they're optimized for generating energy or being fed or supported. But back to that evolution idea, they believe it's a type of, you could compare it to convergent evolution. So if you think of koalas, they weirdly have fingerprints that are almost the same as humans. And people are like, that's so weird. Why? And so obviously there was an evolutionary advantage to having fingers or hands that have these kind of like markings on them to climb trees, right? So our, not literally humans, but our ancestors would have also had that because it would have been advantageous.
Okay.
And those things evolved separately. It's not like common ancestors so long ago. So clearly that it was like multiple different lineages developed this.
You're more related to a chimpanzee than a koala, hon.
Exactly. But so they think the brain and the testes in the same way through evolution would have adapted in certain ways to fulfill those needs that are so high, because they're like two really intense parts of the body, like related to it.
So the proteins are there because they're like, it's like helping to gather the energy necessary for these things.
Yeah, they think that they're just similar in the way that they must be optimized in the way that their cells function. And I just thought that was pretty cool.
I know my balls are taking the most energy.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, my brain makes sense because it's my whole consciousness, it's my whole being. It's my
whole life. Well, that's the bias of your brain. You know, it's really only your neocortex that allows you to think. Did you know only mammals have a neocortex? And that is the area where we think intelligence is.
Well, that's a very humanistic perspective.
Not humanistic. I said mammals.
Oh.
Like other creatures. So we have our
neocortex. I happen to think flies are really smart.
Okay, fine. But they don't have a neocortex, but they might have like a more primitive brain that has sort of the fear response.
Yeah, or like an octopus response. That like kind of like its brain is all over its body and it can feel things we could never.
True. I mean, we don't actually know everything about the neocortex yet, but we're just discovering it. It's very fascinating. Speaking of neocortex, let's talk about how we can play with that with poppers.
Yeah, speaking of your brain, let's figure out what happens when you sniff VHS cleaner, which us gay men tend to do.
We'll find out who actually does. Should we take a little break first?
Yeah.
And then we'll be right back.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you're like us, and you maybe are the friend that's constantly talking about the success that you're feeling through therapy, maybe you're hearing your friends talk about how they're loving therapy, maybe you're confused. How do I start? How do I find a therapist? What do I do? That's why we are here to talk about BetterHelp. BetterHelp will assess your personal needs and match you with a licensed professional therapist that you can start communicating with in under 48 hours. The counseling is done securely online and is available worldwide. Not only can you schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you don't really want to have to put on the makeup for the fair, although maybe you should check yourself if you're putting on makeup for your therapist. I think I have put makeup on for my therapy before, so never mind. You skip the long commutes. There's no waiting room energy. There's no, you know, that awkward 10 minutes early, what I do, just sit on my phone, waste time, energy, because you're doing it at home from your computer, for example. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor and get timely and thoughtful responses. BetterHelp lets you change counselors at any time, so you'll always get a great therapeutic match, and it's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. It's more affordable. And there's financial aid available. Okay, ding, ding, check, check. Just head to betterhelp.com/sidenote to get 10% off your first month. This also helps our show if you do this. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of experienced profesionales. Again, that's betterhelp.com/sidenote for 10% off your first month.
Study time.
Study time.
Study time. Study time.
We are here with the winner of Canada's Drag Race, Priyanka!
Ready to talk some poppers with Priyanka. Thank you. I don't know why I'm doing this.
We are ready to sniff some VHS cleaner with Priyanka!
Whoa! Thank you for coming.
Priyanka, have you done...
Have you done poppers?
I have done poppers before and got my booty hole mashed up, honey.
You did it right.
It's so funny. Like, bottoming is such an experience, and they say poppers make it easier, but that's not true. It still hurts. Like, it's like, you know, that sensation of like diarrhea. Like, that's what it feels like. So I understand why everyone's like, yeah, just try some poppers. I'm like, so I'm sniffing VHS cleaner to get my booty hole to open up, but my booty hole is closing up.
I do think it's like diarrhea. I mean, we're gonna get into the science of it, and it does, in theory, scientifically loosen thine asshole, throat, and vagina. But there is a part of me that's like, did poppers write that? You know what I mean? Like, are tops making up these? Is it like every science experiment done by a top?
You know what? It must be loosening my vagina, not my butthole. Yeah. That's what's happening.
True. So have you just done it, like, tried it, or have you used it many times? Or like,
are you addicted to poppers?
Yeah, are you addicted?
Wait, are you addicted to poppers?
Do you need help?
Not the intervention podcast.
That's actually the scandal that's about to happen right now.
We're looking for a celebrity scandal so Priyanka could promote her single. That's what happened.
Stream cake.
So I've tried poppers. So it's so funny. Actually, the last time I bought poppers... I was so excited because I got poppers from this store that it's not supposed to sell poppers, but I got it from them. And I was so excited to use them. And as I came home and put the poppers on my nightstand.
As you do.
Beside my lube. Beside the condom that I'm not going to use.
There's your scandal.
My boyfriend dumped me, so I never got to use the poppers.
Like, for lack of...
You came home with a fresh package of rush poppers.
Fresh!
And you got dumped?
I got
dumped. Oh my God, that is a gay poem. That's shit. That's gay Shakespeare. That is.
I'm pissed.
I thought you were going to say that's gay Schitt's Creek.
That's gay Schitt's Creek.
That's gay CanCon.
Yeah, so but before that, I have used poppers. You know, there's just something fun and funky about it. Like, bottoming is so scary.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be.
No,
when you don't do it often because you're, you know, the busiest bitch in the world. you just need something to loosen you up real quick. And poppers is fun. They're fun.
There's definitely people listening right now who are just like, what?
We have such a poppers? Like straight young audience potentially who's just like, so they're talking about buttholes and
oh yes. I'm so sorry, kids. I used to host YTV's The Zone. And I know all about entertaining kids. And while I was talking about SpongeBob SquarePants the night before, your girl was sniffing a bottle of poppers. So don't worry, man. It's all in the same world.
YTV's logo is like poppers energy. Like poppers logos are like rush with like a lightning bolt. And I feel like that's like YTV vibes. Bubble. YTV's on poppers.
I love a brand that's poppers energy.
Okay, so... I'm going to explain a little bit of history of like where us gays got here sniffing air freshener to get our buttholes a little looser.
Yeah, I don't even know this. I find this to be very fascinating.
Okay, so in 1844, this horny ass French guy named Antoine Jerome Ballard. I'm saying he's horny, but like he might not have been. It was invented because he found out that like amyl nitrites, which are linked. So when we do poppers now, they're isopropyl nitrite. It's different. But amyl nitrites, what you would do is you would sniff, you would have to pop them. There's the pop name. Sniff them in like 1890. And if you had an angina attack, it would dilate the vessels around your heart and your pain from angina would decrease. So like,
hold on. Stop the podcast. Yeah. What is angina? Is that angina from Drag Race?
Oh my God.
Same thing, actually. Yes. We're actually now.
Wait, I really hope angina like understands that she is like a disease. But but angina is a type. It's like you could think of it as like a type of heart attack, but it's like when there's a constriction of blood vessels around your heart and there's a lot of pain. And a lot of people will experience this. We might experience this as we get to our old fucking ages. And then you need to, the medication of actually cracking and doing the popper vasodilates the blood vessels, and now your heart is no longer under the same strain and pain. So people were doing poppers in like the late 1800s, and they were probably not realizing that their, you know, buttholes were all but then now, so it came out of like rave culture in the 70s. It really like evolved, and then gay men ruin everything.
Yeah,
when you sniff this,
like, oh, that heart medicine, I'm gonna
so it is a little different, but when you sniff this, it really does very easily go into your smooth muscle cells, which are in your throat, which are in your vagine, which are in your ass, and within seconds it actually, because it goes right into your bloodstream, gets to your ass and does cause vasodilation and relaxation. So according to the science, it does loosen thine ass, but I know bottoming is a hard thing, so we're not saying you do it and you just sit
and
on it.
I'm sure if you're still tense or nervous, that's not going to like necessarily, it's, I'm sure people who are more relaxed and then it like must extra help, but you can't like fight it if you're like squeezing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not like it's perfect. But for the kids listening, that's what it is. We are sniffing VHS cleaner to loosen our assholes. And there's a high with it for 1 minute because it also vasodilates certain parts of your brain.
So have either of you done poppers before in bed?
I literally have never, but I did it right before this step so I could talk about it. And maybe that's why I'm talking so fast. It.
And I was scared he was about to faint. He was just like, huh?
Yeah.
I was like, are you okay? Are you okay? Because he gets migraines too. And I'm like, this can't be good.
No, it's not good.
Or it's really good and it's like going to cure your migraines and you're going to get addicted to poppers.
I don't know. I can sit on a dick. Like, I don't know. I haven't used it in bed.
There are some drag performers who just have it on them for fun. Or like they'll be at the dance floor and like, want sniff a poppers? I'm like, why are we doing poppers right now? It's like,
have you ever accepted or you're just like, no?
No, like, because I'm like, I'm chaos diva. Like, I do not need anything to relax me.
That's so true. Like, okay, I'm not going to call out the friends that have done this, but we have friends that do also do that just casually, like not for sex, just like the little high it gives them.
Yeah,
and, like not a little. They're doing it all the time, but it's like, I guess it's like recreational drug use.
Some people do it while jerking off.
Yes, they do. I've never. I probably should.
Your face there.
Oh, like you missed out. I've missed out on my life.
So, like, when drag queens have it, is it, like, in a little purse with them? Or is it just, like, in their bag somewhere? Are they carrying it everywhere, the ones you know?
No, I'm trying to think of the last time it came up. Like, we're definitely at Cruise and Tangos in Toronto. I'm trying to think of who I was in the dressing room with. And it was very just like, where's my makeup bag? Like, our makeup bags are like full of just like shit. Like, it's just full of shit. So like, someone's like looking for a lipstick. Like, oh, I have to find a lipstick. Like, what am I going to get? And all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, I have poppers. What's it? Like, that's always how it works. Like, no one.
And then it's like, does anyone want some?
Anybody?
Gay rights.
Like, why not? Gay rights, actually, though. Gay rights.
So funny.
Well, actually, gay rights.
But actually, gay rights, though.
Like, seriously, though, gay rights.
I mean, it is Pride Month.
It is. Oh, yeah. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Yeah, that's why we're bringing this up. And apparently, Apple's promoting this as a Pride thing. I don't know if they know it's about huffing and inhalants, but they'll find
you,
out Apple. In due time.
Thank you, Apple.
Actually, as I record. Sorry, could make a poppers that would be, like, sleek and I would buy.
It would come in this case too. Boop, and you just
it go. Would come in that case and only have a charger that works for the one specific poppers.
Honestly, like all these brands, like the Target ass Pride shit that's so ugly, just make poppers and like honestly, queer people eat that shit up. They won't make fun of your like Pride pandering if you just do a popper bottle for Target.
Are poppers legal?
Yes.
Are they?
Okay, so I love like how you say that so confidently because
yes.
I'm like,
yes.
They, no, they're
like, as a one-time user, I can confirm.
As someone who's done poppers, they are. I'm like going cross-eyed. Literally just did them. So apparently they're legal in Canada and America, and in Britain they weren't for a while, but then they were re-legalized when they couldn't prove that it was bad. But it's like, but then it's like what you were saying, you have to go to like a men, it's called like, sex like stores in the village, and you have to say, can I get VHS cleaner? And I'm like, no one's like, it's not open, so there's just something must be up. But people are saying you need to legalize it because it needs to be regulated because unregulated dirty poppers are dangerous.
Yes, they are. Because I've heard that if you do too much, like you could turn blue.
Have you ever seen
is that true?
Well, okay. Greg and
oh
I were kind
my god,
of
turn blue!
This.
I've done so much research. I've never turned blue, but I love that.
Well,
let's talk about it. I'm gonna tell you about the risks because
yeah, there are risks.
Oh yeah, what are the risks?
Okay, imagine I started turning blue
as we're in this podcast.
Wow.
Okay, I don't want to like take it to the extreme just from like doing research on it as a drug and other volatile organic compounds, which just means like. Compounds that like go in the air that you can smell, right? So if you have like a magic marker or something, you can like smell it really strong. Those are like organic compounds. Yeah.
That was my poppers as a kid.
Literally.
Priyanka started early just huffing
actually,
markers.
I prefer, what's the brand of the markers?
Crayola.
Is that even that's crayola.
It was actually remember? A YT.
What are the smelly ones?
Remember the smelly ones that smell like fruits? Sketchy grape.
Yeah, my parents didn't let me have candy.
Don't say grape. You're like, grape?
No, there was grape. There was pink, and there was pink, and there was orange. And I remember that, like, it was my version of eating candy because my parents wouldn't give me candy. And I'd be like, well, this is close
enough.
That's
so sad.
Why didn't your parents give you candy? What's wrong with them?
They're like granola CBC vibes.
Ew. Your parents are disgusting people.
Okay, drag my
people.
Literal parents. Can you turn this off? I think I can take it.
Your parents hate you. What kind of parent doesn't give their child candy?
Oh, no, it actually worked out bad now.
that I can get candy whenever I want, I'm like, I had to learn it in my 20s. Yeah.
Binging. Either way, when you sniff those things, it goes just the same way as any drug you'd sniff up your nose goes into your blood, but it can go to your brain and it can actually take the place of the oxygen that your brain is using. and in that moment, you're like basically going through hypoxia, which is like the lack of oxygen. So I imagine in the extreme, I have no idea if it's actually possible to turn blue, but when you're doing that, and that would happen with a magic marker as well, is why it's like unhealthy, because you're kind of starving your brain of oxygen.
I don't like this podcast anymore.
Truly. Even when you smell like alcohol and it smells really strong, that same thing is happening. Like if you were to sniff really hard, like vodka or something over and over, you'd probably get lightheaded, and that's because you're a mix of different things that's happening, of which one is the lack of oxygen to yourself.
Oh.
Isn't that shocking?
Did anyone do poppers on Canada's Drag Race? Spill the tea if you can. Like,
before you got on the set.
No, because we didn't have any. I didn't have any poppers.
Did you have anything fun?
The real question is if anyone was doing poppers, who wasn't? I think it was Alona Verley.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely
Alona Verley has
her.
Poppers energy. Oh, love.
I miss Canada's Drag Race so much.
I miss it. What
a fun season of all time.
Best season ever.
Honestly.
Yeah. And I'm not just saying that because I'm Canadian.
No,
we honestly were like,
if I have
nice.
To go back and step down, I'm not.
You're like, I'm actually.
Oh,
no,
yeah,
I'm
that's true. Don't ever give it up. Like, that's so good.
And the winner is, and I'll be like, no.
Unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances.
Okay, my favorite Drag Race moment as a Celine Dion clan was you dancing to Celine Dion.
I
watch it on YouTube all the time.
The city was sticky.
Can you take me through what you were thinking? Like how did you control your emotions
in
that
time?
The
dress is right here. The wedding dress is right here.
I'm on poppers. Don't do it. It's too much. Okay.
I actually want to know the whole.
Yeah, I want to know that whole, like, how much did you prep?
When
do
you
that?
Find out the song?
Yeah.
When do you?
You killed it. You absolutely killed it. It's my. You lived.
I love that.
Dream.
I'm so proud and happy that I have that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh,
you,
it was the best part.
Whenever you're on Drag Race, you want to have something, and I'm happy
my
that
God.
I have. Priyanka, I'm happy that
for
I have.
Me, it was that. That was the moment.
It was that. I think that was the moment where the entire world was like, oh,
yes,
she's a star.
Okay, but you're so composed. Like, you don't seem nervous at all while you're performing it, and you also did that with Ali X. Like, I found that performance. You just like the way you had like waved hello. I'm like. How do you stay so composed? Or you seem
like
so
that
composed.
Came from my, you know, like, because as a kid, I wanted to be on TV so bad. So I did so much like training, like live TV training, and like when things are going like awry, you have to really keep your cool. And I remember, like, for the I Drove All Night one, oh, I love that one so much.
It's so
good. Take a bitch down. Yes, so I was, for the I Drove All Night one, like, I just knew how bad I did, and it was, like, undeniable. And I was like, and I'm not a dumb idiot. Like, I've been in TV since I was 14 years old. So I was like, well, at a producer standpoint, like, Priyanka just won a couple weeks ago, so let's throw this bitch in the bottom, see what's going to happen. Plus, honey, they saw my audition video. They know I could perform. Like,
right. Like
it's not good.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
yeah, of course.
Looking pretty good, I'm going to be
so
in
you
the
felt kind of confident in the moment.
I felt very confident for I Drove All Night. For I Drove All Night, I was like, hey, do you mind if I just take the wedding dress home? Because I brought it to the workroom, and then we go back to the hotel after. And I was like, do you mind if I just take it back? I just want to practice the reveal, because it was like revealed to the gold dress. And then I also practiced like the lip sync in the gold dress to make sure I could do everything in it. And I was like, why am I wearing a gown? This sucks. I had this feeling. And if they, and it's funny because like, although I practiced and prepped like on the day, I was also still hoping they wouldn't put me in the bottom.
Right.
Like, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
still,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Like, you're still like, oh, because it's very like, this is the best runway. You look amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You captured Celine so well. But your snatch game. And all the judges were very like, you know, you did bad. I was like, yeah. Like, yeah. I fucked up.
Wait,
but that's what happened.
You get to go. You got to go home and practice.
Home
that?
Being a hotel, though, right?
Sorry, hotel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that I love that because I dream about going to that hotel. Like, I dream. You literally lived out my motherfucking dream. I dream about someone, like listening to a Celine Dion song over and over and over in a hotel with the stakes being high.
Oh, so high.
And
so
you
high.
Fucking killed it.
But is
oh
it
my God.
That week that you find out that Celine is the song for the bottom
yeah.
two this week?
It's when you start. It's when... It's like when the girl goes home on the previous episode.
They are like, hey, here's
then afterwards, week. Like, hey, so the lip sync song that you want to kind of keep in your ears is I Drove All Night Celine Dion. Then our brains are all start going like, okay, that must be the runway. That must be the this. Right. Is she going to be here? Yeah.
My God. Wait, question. Is there, like, you got to live out, I know I'm really putting my dream on you, but you lived it out.
Of course you should.
I'm here to represent for you. I know you obviously, like, did your best in Snatch Game, but is there a part of you now looking back that is like, that was a sweet narrative to happen that you got to do I Drove All Night? Because if someone was like, the songs I drove all night, I'd be like, I kind of want to, like, fucking lip sync to that song even if I go home.
Are you joking? Of course. I was in the bottom at two of the most perfect times in the competition.
Yeah, like, no, it's
truly.
True.
But yeah, so I practiced that lip sync in my hotel, except the
huffing
only thing
poppers huffing
huffing
poppers.
Huffing poppers. The only thing I didn't practice was the cartwheel that I did the first chorus. I didn't know I was gonna do that. I was like, keep
and
it
that was in the mom
and bail. that was in the mom
put it in the mom I was
but then for Hello by Alix, I didn't practice the lip sync because I didn't think I was that bad.
Okay. So the waving hello from behind.
That
was like
all. That was actually improv. Like, if you think about it, improv. That lip sync was improv. That was like on the spot, and that was a good like all around moment for me because like we're so hard on our sorry, too much poppers. We're so hard on ourselves, all the time. But it was that one reminder that you know, like, you're good, hon. Like, you know how to perform. Like, you're a good drag queen. Because I was,
you knew
like,
the words so well, and you hadn't practiced. You just had known.
Well, I practiced the words.
Oh, okay. I see. Like, you didn't go
practice the words.
That.
Of course, yeah. And the song's good. I love that song.
I love that song. I love Alix.
Yeah. She's like Alix, and yeah, Celine as your like dances
is amazing.
Truly iconic. Yeah. It's so sweet that
Thank
you got to
you.
Do that.
Thank God. Oh, thank God.
How has your year been since it then? Since the whole show experience.
Stream cake.
It's so good because, like, you know, after a big show like Drag Race, you're like, what's next, hon? Mm-hmm. What are we going to do? There's more. Like, I finished Drag Race, then all of a sudden it was like Drag Race Holland, then Drag Race España, then Drag Race Australia. Like, there's so many drag performers being added to the pot, which is so amazing. And it's kind of like it becomes a competition after the competition of, like, who can stay the most relevant?
Yeah.
Also, I think you Canada's Drag Race was a really good time because now there's a lot, and like, I famously don't like Australians. Sorry to our Australian listeners, but I'm like, I love Australians need to prove to me that they're not bad people and not racist before I can like them.
Do so you I'm think?
Just, I think I just Greg think.
My well, just, I'll tell you that. Actually, I'll tell you a story about an Australian that will make you also hate Australians even more.
Okay, here we go. We have a lot of Australian listeners, literally, and we're just, we love you, we're just kidding, and they're like, why are you ragging so hard? But we just want to, we really appreciate all your listening. This is just a fun joke, and we know what Australians are good at, taking a joke.
Australians are beautiful, hot, sexy, and amazing. Their accents are so sexy.
Always traveling.
Not, and they're looking for now. Always doing poppers.
Definitely do poppers.
And I, my first ever boyfriend, before I came out of the closet, I went on Grindr, and I was like, blank profile. Of
wow,
course.
Boyfriend. Wow, this is a strong one.
I'm just looking for, you know, a little quick, like a little 1-2-1-2. And lo and behold, this hot Australian guy named Dan pulls up. I look through the peephole and I'm like, holy shit, this guy's so hot. Like, oh my goodness. Like, oh my God. Open the door and he's like, hello there. Wait, what do Australians sound like?
Yeah. I cannot do it. I can't.
And then we basically, like, we fell in love. Like, we fell fully, like, we didn't even hook like up. We just started talking and falling in love with each other. Like, it was so beautiful.
Wow.
And
wow,
we ended up dating for like a month, but like in the closet. Like, my roommate at the time didn't even know I was with a man. So my roommate would go to bed and I would sneak the Australian into my bedroom.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, and drama. Then he would like sleep over and whatever, and we'd like, you know, whisper sweet nothings to each other. It was amazing.
That's just my friend. He's Australian.
Yeah, he's just my buddy. He's my pal.
My best friend.
And I remember he had to go back to Australia for Christmas, and he also had like this contract to finish up. So, but because we were both out of the closet, we were like, okay, like, where? How do we say goodbye? Like, your roommate's home, and I was like, oh, well, like, how about we just meet at like a Starbucks and have a coffee, and then you'll get on your bus to Porter.
Starbucks
Airlines.
Has helped gays, closeted gays. I feel like. Hun. A lot of dates happen in the closet at Starbucks.
Hun. Starbucks and Apple playlists have helped me come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Playlists.
Starbucks needs poppers. Starbucks and Apple
need
to
do.
Sell
they
their
need
poppers.
They need it. Honestly. This is a petition. This is a protest. Pride is a protest. This is what we're protesting
Pride
this year.
Pride is a protest, and we need these corporations to make poppers.
And we basically like said goodbye to each other. We shook hands outside of a Starbucks. He got on the bus, and I never heard from him again.
What? Wait, did you even have...
I hate Australians.
Or did Australians. He die?
Oh my God.
No, he didn't die. He didn't die. I found him.
No, he's still alive.
Priyanka, I found him. He's still alive. He's fine. This is before I was drag queen. This is before like everything. This is 2013.
Has he ever come back around being like, oh, you're famous?
Hey, Canada's drag race.
And of course he said, oh my God, it's so late. It's been a hot minute. Want to see that face? I was like, oh. So you listened to the single?
We listened to the single.
Oh, all the boys in my life were like, is this song about me?
Like, oh my God.
Like, you'll hear the voices. Actually, the one guy that song is about, Cake, my new single, it hasn't reached out.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's not always the freaking way it goes.
He knows it's about him and he's like...
But you just wait because the album has another song with another artist who he also tried to date, and the song's about taking him down. It's so fun.
Whoa, this one guy is getting it from all angles.
When does the album come?
It comes out next month.
Oh, wait. So, oh my God. Okay, wait. What are some other themes with this album? Do you have a popper?
Oh
song?
My God, it's so iconic. So I don't. When does this come out? This podcast?
I think this is coming out next.
Apple's
week.
Making us put it out on Wednesday. Pride Vibes.
Okay, I think before Wednesday. That we release. Anyways, I'll leak. Okay. I'll leak some info.
Oh man, it's official.
Wow. So the album is. Each song is the 5-song EP, and each song is very, very specific to the men that I've met, you know, within the last few months.
Okay.
Oh wow.
And I had a guy that I was like in love with during the season of Canada's Drag Race, and I was like, you know, when you just like you meet somebody and you're so obsessed with them, but it makes you feel insecure about yourself.
Yeah.
But then wait,
during Drag Race this happened?
During the airing of Canada's Drag Race.
Oh, I met him airing. On
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so obsessed with this guy, but he makes me feel so insecure. But like, that's why I like him, you know? Like, just toxic gay behavior. Yeah. And so that's where I wrote Cake about, because it was about that like push and pull of a toxic relationship of like, why? I'm like, I'm an icon, but why am I still staring at my phone?
Fuck that guy. You're literally killing it on Canada's Drag Race, and he's like gaslighting you? Ew.
Although now you're turning it into art.
True.
You always turn your trauma into art. And then the next song, it's an iconic club anthem. Yes. It's actually at the end of Cake, I tease the song at the video. It says, to be continued.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's like, bitch, I'm busy. That's the next song. And it's about this boy who I met after him, who was kind of just like a filler.
Just to like,
oh
some
my
time,
God, I
whatever.
Love that. There's like some men in Toronto. Yeah, because like, I was like, I'm the filler song, like walking around.
Because like,
Starbucks.
You know, but you know when like you know it's gonna be a quickie, but then you're like, but I'm a busy bitch, like I have to go. Like I must depart. It's drama. It's drama. I'm like, it's time to end the show.
This are they all the Toronto boys? Hello.
Yeah. Toronto, wow. Ottawa. Calgary, never mind.
Oh, you went to the capital of the country for a little bit of dick.
Well,
she's got a tour.
And then the next song is about the takedown.
Okay. Of what? The person that you both dated.
Oh, the double?
The double.
And then the next song is about, you know, being in the bedroom with somebody and like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but being a gay man, like you there's so much body dysmorphia and body issues happening.
Yeah.
You know, you always feel like you have to be a certain way, have more muscle, be more masculine, all that stuff. And like, you know, I don't like taking my shirt off in the bedroom. Like it scares the shit out of me because of so much judgment in our community.
Yeah,
so I created a song called, I can't say what's called yet. Fuck. I created a song. that's like that has like violins in it, and it's like so dirty, and has this, it's so a beautiful song,
I'm
and it's
horny.
About like finally.
I don't know if it's finally, the boppers, but I'm horny.
I don't know if it's what is it the boppers? It's about like, you know, when you finally meet somebody that you want to turn the lights on for. It's very that.
Oh,
and then the last song is, I don't know about you, but I'm a huge venter. Like, I love to complain. I love to say how I feel. I love to just get it off my chest. And there's this song that's basically saying, like, you're allowed to be a bitch. You're allowed to complain. You're allowed to just be sad for a moment. You're allowed to be anxious. But it's like, it's still a party, girl. Like, let's go party and celebrate, like, being alive and your success. And that's a song that has, like, this dance hall, like, rhythm to it. It's so good. Oh, my God. I can't wait for everyone to hear. I feel like everyone's going to be like, what the fuck? Priyanka, you did it again. You did it again.
And it's Pride Vibes. We're going to shake our fucking asses today.
It's very Pride Vibes. So, yeah, I'm excited. You know, it's always important to turn your trauma into art and also just do a little sniff of poppers if you want to.
Was your, like, Drag Race experience and beyond at all like not traumatic, but was it challenging in any way that has like affected you, or how is that
like filming Drag Race?
Well, I even mean just like the experience and beyond. So obviously, like your perception in the public eye is very different, and a lot more people know who you are now. And as like thinking of it being Pride Month, obviously, like people are so proud to have like the Drag Race community and just drag community in general. How has that affected you in that community?
Wow.
Oprah all of a sudden over here.
Oh, Barbara Walters?
Yeah, I know. Like, okay. Thought this was about poppers, but this is getting deep.
You know, it's like I'm so excited that like being somebody that looks like me and that is like me and that is so chaotic at like me, like being able to have all this success and just be like, I really, really made history with my win for Canada's Drag Race. And like, I'm going to continue to make history with all my projects that I'm going to be doing. So there's a bit of pressure to like have to like keep it up, you know, like what's next for Priyanka? Like, what is she going to do? Like, what's going to happen when the next queen comes and blah, 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 blah. But my whole thing is like creating a lane of your own and just like the same thing happens to me when I first started drag in Toronto, actually. Like, I came on the scene and everybody was like, oh, she's just like Tainomi Banks.
Wait, for real?
Oh yeah, that's where the "What's my name?" tagline came from.
Because you're like, I am fucking Priyanka. Because
people would literally be like, "Oh, it's Tainomi Banks."
Like, hey, oh my god, Tainomi, like she's gotten prettier, but her dancing's gotten worse.
That's white gaze for you. That's racist. That's that's a bunch of Australian white gaze, Sam.
Pink tank. So yeah, it definitely has changed my perception of my success, because like, you know, after all your dreams come true, you have to create a bunch of new dreams, and your stakes are higher. But it makes me excited because I get to like release these projects and have the audience see that your hard work can still pay off.
That's so nice. That's like a really good way to see it. And it is true, like when you reach a dream or a goal, it is kind of like, wait, what now?
Yeah, it's like you don't die the second you reach your dream, because it's like, and then you're like, oh, I have to like keep living
and like find motivation to go. So for you now, is it just to continue it like with your craft, with all these new projects and music and
projects and touring and this and that and this and that? And also, it's so funny because like when I finally got on YTV, I didn't realize that there was a dream come true, you know. I just kind of was like, oh, like what's next? And then I ditched that. I was like, bye. And then I would start, and then I started drag, right? Well, I was doing both at the same time, which was psychotic. Like, I would go to bed at like 4 a.m. and wake up at 8 a.m. to host kids' TV. It was awful.
I fucking love that narrative. Going from like, poppers to kids' TV. Maybe a bit of poppers right before you do kids' TV.
And then back home, eat a quick dinner, and then go right back out to the club to entertain the gay people. Because there's nothing like entertaining your community. There's nothing like it.
Have you always been in that sort of like nightclub world? Because for me, okay, I have like a fantasy vision. I wish I could be a drag queen. I love the idea of it. And I have like played with makeup just for fun.
And you're a musician.
And I'd love to be a musician, but I am such a baby when it comes to like, I just couldn't stay out till 4 a.m. every night. Have you just like always integrated in that world and been comfortable? I feel like I'm too neurotic and introverted to like fit in that world comfortably.
Yeah, it's definitely like, it just depends. Like, you also have full control of how much you want to put yourself into things, right?
You don't
like,
have to do it every night necessarily.
Like, exactly. Like, maybe like your kind of drag is like just getting into a look on like a Tuesday, showing up to Woody's at 10 p.m. for the open stage on Tuesday, doing your number, and then going home.
Fair. Okay, that's a like, nice way to be.
You know? That was a little good advice. My brain's always
like, it's got to be all the way or not. And then it's like, no, that's true. There can be like,
no, like you're allowed to like really, really, really take it easy if you want to. Because
is that how
like,
you started the 10 p.m. at Woody's on a Tuesday?
I started the Statler's open stage hosted by Scarlett Bobo on July 5th, 2017, 11 p.m. And Scarlett Bobo was the first one to ever introduce me on stage.
Amazing. Wow.
And then I sent the bitch packing.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a fun little story. Yeah,
Scarlett Bobo is she still is really amazing at like fostering new drag performers. Like, she really is
good at that. Yeah, she's great. She's so nice. And like, I've met her because she was like a Big Brother fan. And so, like, I've talked to her a lot. And she loves like so down to earth and amazing.
I loved all the Canadian.
Yeah, the Canadian cast was so good. Was it hard to like see people go, because you guys probably all knew each other so well?
Oh, yeah. Juice Box at the beginning. That was so hard.
Juice Box, I was kind of like, It didn't hit me until I watched the episode how sad it was to see her go home. Like, yeah. At the time, I was like, bye, fucker. But when I watched it, I was like, this feels really sad. Yeah. This was very sad. And even when at the finale episode, I literally take a moment and I'm like, all jokes aside, like, Juicebox, you're an incredible drag queen. You did not deserve to go home first. Like, yeah. It's so sad to me that, like, the entire, because Juicebox for Toronto is like, she's a headliner, like, she's mm-hmm. she's like incredible, and she's booked at all the stages, and she always turns it down. People love her, she has a good following, and it was so heartbreaking to see somebody that's put so much work into their career in their local city then just be like eliminated first off of like a design challenge. It wasn't even something that she brought, you know.
That's such a bummer to like have all these ideas of what your time there's gonna be, like all your dresses and looks that you're so excited to share, and then be like,
they're like, here's some garbage.
And I mean, yeah. I know nowadays people say like a lot of queens spend a lot of money before they go on the show, because you're like, you want to have the best looks and you invest in it. But then if you like spent all that and no one ever sees those looks.
I know. It's really like, even at the finale at this point, I was like, if I don't win, I don't give a flying fuck, because guess what? I got to show everything I fucking paid for.
Yeah.
Like all the, because I, what I did was for my Drag Race package, which is some fun tea, is that because I was, I worked two jobs, and I was like, I always told everybody, if you want to do drag, keep your day job, do not quit, do both, hustle. Mm. hustle, because you'll be able to invest more into your drag that way. I saved up all my tips that all of Toronto gave me, and all those tips paid for every single costume and wig and jewelry that I wore on Canada's Drag Race. So the city literally helped me win.
The city of Toronto, the Toronto sign at City Hall.
Yes, it's for me. Yes,
it was
exactly.
Actually invested for you.
Tory got me here.
John Tory got me here. It's wild, because before I walked in is when I announced that Toronto voted me the best drag performer. And here's some more tea. When Crystal from Drag Race UK showed up, she did the psychic challenge with us. We were all standing at the table, and it was like when the cameras were off, and you know, we're all just there waiting, and Crystal's like, hey, oh my god, good to see everybody. And we all introduce ourselves, and she points at me and she's like, you're Priyanka, right? Like, you basically own Toronto right now.
Oh.
And Scarlett Bow was like,
oh my god,
I raised this bitch.
Yeah. I introduced her on June 5th at Statler's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, so god. Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I need to say some few more things about poppers. Did you know that it burns your skin if you put it on your skin?
Oh. Yes, I know some people who have like accidentally like spilt it on their bed, and it like burns through their sheets.
Oh my god.
Like isn't that scary?
What, like, as I was reading about it, I was like, I will never do that. It just seems like it's so bad.
Oh, wait, you've
for
never
you.
Done poppers before?
No. Never. And then when Greg opened it earlier, I could smell it from like 4 feet away.
And he was like, close it, close it, I'm going to go blind. I was like, yeah, relax.
I'm a baby. I'm sensitive.
I think I can't see anything.
Help.
Okay. Also, the very few studies have been done on poppers, because like gay people are just ignored in science all the time. And I guess straight people can also do poppers. Apparently it's really popping off for like TikTok Gen Z. So like, just so
like
we
just
all
as
know.
Casually.
Oh.
Yeah, like, you know, like Euphoria vibes. Like,
oh
when
my
you
God,
watch Euphoria
look
and
at
you're doing
that bottle, okay. For everyone listening.
He's not huffing poppers, but he is drinking out of
the largest bottle.
I love
it's
it.
Like,
it's
do you even
pink.
Lift, bro?
Yeah. Do you lift, bro? I don't lift. I should lift.
Okay, so it said that Toronto has this really famous study, because they're actually like, we need to figure out like what's going on here, because lots of gay men are doing it. And they did a survey and extrapolated and said that 69% of Toronto based gay men have done poppers at least once. So you having not done poppers and being in Toronto, according to the study, is in the minority.
Oh my god.
And 1.5,
you're a minority. Welcome to the club. Yeah.
I mean, did you know I'm half a minority anyway, so now I'm even more of one. My mom is from India.
Eggs.
And no one recognizes that, including my own boyfriend.
I recognize that.
You're worse than the Australians.
I know. I literally
earlier you were like in their pink tank tops. Yeah, I'm like, you're
wearing, I'm literally
a, tank
wearing
top.
A pink top. Well, don't people hate what like they are? Like, I feel like I am Australian, and like I'm just like, I'm
you
like
literally you're
ahead.
Wearing like a bucket hat, like glasses, a tank top.
And
like,
I love
I
like,
hate
hey,
people who wear. You are an Australian. Maybe you're jealous. Maybe it's because like in your past life you were an Australian. You feel incomplete here in Toronto.
That's yeah, no, true. there's obviously something dark and deep there, and I just don't want to go.
There's always something dark.
There's always something dark and deep, and it's just like, you know what? No, I just fucking hate them. Kidding. I love Melbourne. Also, if Melbourne. You do poppers while on Viagra or other, because Viagra also
dilates
and decreases blood pressure. So if you're doing poppers while you're on erectile dysfunction medication, it can be very dangerous because it doubles up and you get low blood pressure. And the low blood pressure is what gives you the, like, sometimes like gay men will be like, I went blind, or like, I like couldn't see in front of my eyes. Like, I was absolutely taking a dick and like bottoming and bouncing and I'm blind. Like blind. And like, it's because you have such low blood pressure when you do them. But if you're on Viagra, don't do poppers.
No way.
Tell that to John Tory. I think we need to have that on the subways.
Poppers.
Yeah, we need some ads. We just need the three of us holding a bottle of poppers, like,
honestly, and like looking just gorgeous, but being like, you might want to do it because these gorgeous men are doing poppers.
Don't do poppers.
Yeah, it's what dangerous. We don't do. Yeah, exactly. It's,
the ones we that we have here.
We clean our VCRs.
Yeah, this is for cleaning VCRs only. This is called Blue Boy. Blue Boy! The brand is Blue Boy, and you said that people go blue. Is it linked? Is it brand awareness?
Is it linked?
And
maybe,
this is
maybe
called,
it's part of their branding.
This is called Jungle Juice. This is actually from my
Jungle
friend.
Juice is the shit. Jungle is the Juice shit? Is, okay, the okay, one, okay. Is the okay. One. Or Rush.
We would like to thank Jungle Juice for sponsoring today's episode. Get 50% off your VHS cleaner.
Off your brain
by using
cells.
The code.
I have a few more facts too. I'm the one who's going to talk about how scary it is. basically, we were talking about, you know, volatile organic compounds. They've done studies in even just factories where there is like high concentration.
The poppers factories? Well, I will need to go to
it
that.
It wasn't a poppers factory, but they're just in general saying these volatile compounds like are kind of equivalent at times. And on days when the workplaces had less of those in the air, the workers' cognitive abilities were 61% better. So it literally, while you're taking it, like turns your brain off and down and makes you function less well. Now I'm going to say something exceptionally scary, which is probably very, very unlikely, but there is a thing called sudden sniffing death syndrome.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
And it is not that common, but your organs can go into shock from sniffing stuff like this, or honestly, anything that you're like really sniffing. It's very rare, and it's more likely to happen with something like propane, or they said butane or aerosols,
oh, I love
which
propane.
Are so bad for you. But, you know, it's not off the table.
Okay, so Mitch isn't doing poppers.
I have anxiety, so you know I'm always like, okay, well, I heard sudden dying, so sniffing death syndrome.
Okay, but how do we all feel about
sudden?
Bottoming?
Sudden sniffing death syndrome.
That's so you to have that. Not to have that, but to have that fact and to be scared. Guys, what do we feel about bottoming? And do we think that poppers would help?
Yeah, my laptop. A ghost just moved my laptop. I think that bottoming is really great if you can get it in there. Yeah. Usually you can. Usually you have to have a nice balanced diet to make sure that
douching
there's no,
is also very important.
Douching is very important. Keeping it clean is very important. Yeah. It's also important for tops not to shame bottoms if there is a little bit of a mess.
Yeah, for shoe. For shoe. Normalize poo.
For shoe.
For shoe. Normalize
the poo-poo. do you need to be doing poppers all the time to make bottoming easier?
No.
Bottoming is just hard. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
I know, that's true. I feel like porn and media make it seem like, and maybe it is very easy for some people because there's just like this image that some people are like always ready.
Okay, was it not easier when we were like 19?
Oh, hun.
Like, I honestly don't remember. I didn't even know what douching was, and I would just
no.
Like,
you would stick it in. It would come out. Oh no! You would like no. I.
Like, what is that? Maybe we need that science.
You would like stick it in and then everything would be fine and you pull it out and you'd be like a little sore the next day, but you felt like you just had the best workout of your life.
Oh, Mitch and I used to use soap as lube.
Like, okay, we don't need to go that that
it was water and soap.
No, it's true. When we because also
and I was like
similar to your story when we first started dating in university, I was in the closet, so I would sneak him in, and we like were. I don't know. I had never.
We
had,
didn't
like,
have lube.
Sex
we
before.
Didn't even know popper. We thought poppers was just like,
we were like
no pop rocks.
Let's just use the soap.
Pop rock.
You have pop rocks.
I pop.
That's
actually
Priyanka. That's insane. You're like so on. Your brand is pop rocks and poppers. That pop rocks and poppers have a similar vibe of
that's
branding.
True. They are the
Should
same.
Put
branding.
It in my mouth.
put them in your mouth. Yeah. The other day I tried a pop rocks on it.
Oh my god.
Put it right up to the mic.
Put it right up to the mic. Do ASMR.
Oh fuck yeah.
Oh my god, it looks
we should
so
shut
dirty.
up.
That is so on brand. Poppers, Pop Rock, same diff.
Poppers, Pop Rock, Priyanka. You should make a brand. Priyanka's Pop Rock Pockers.
You should make Poppers and Prop Rocks.
Okay. And be a pop star. Buy my thing on iTunes.
Yeah, be a pop star. Stream cake.
Ooh.
You're like, need my projects.
Yeah. Wait. Where do you think these Pop Rocks came from?
Okay, I think that like Pop Rocks country? And Poppers country. Are made in similar factories. So I think that they're both made in factories. I think Pop Rocks is from Louisiana, America.
No, I'm going to guess a country, I think.
Mexico.
Like, is it from China? No. Is it somewhere in peculiar? New Zealand.
So hear this. Hear me out.
Japan.
Yeah.
Product of Spain.
Oh. What? There is nothing about that seems... En Espanol.
And then they ship it to Atlanta, Georgia for distribution.
That is so weird.
Pop Rocks are Spanish. That is not like my neurons and my brain is not cognitively accepting.
I want to look that into is amazing. Why that country.
We should have done this about Pop Rocks, not Pop.
Yeah, I know we really
part
messed
two.
Up.
Come back really for Pop Rocks.
Oh, I'll come back. I love your podcast. It's fun.
Yeah, no, we're so happy to have you here. And I mean, especially in freaking, we're still in lockdown kind of. But I mean, are you excited for the real world to be able to fully?
Yeah, how is that going? Like, are
my
you?
My God.
Are things planned for Canada? We want to come to one of your shows. We want to come do Poppers at one of your shows.
Sorry, I was just choked. I think that, I'm going to be announcing a Canadian tour and a US tour and a UK tour. Nice. Come on tour with me.
Okay, yeah, we'll come
for sure. We can hold their little purse full of poppers.
That's the thing that a lot of us Drag Race girls have suffered from is like the amount of exposure you get from touring. Like, if I was on tour, if any of us Canada's Drag Race girls were on tours, our numbers online would be doubled because it's about getting in front of people and wowing them. Like if I get to go on tour, I get to you know. Go do I drove all night in front of everybody. And like they got to see that and get to experience that.
And then they want to follow you because that you just gave them like the time of their life that night.
They want to follow me. They want to fuck me. Like they bring me poppers to the shows. I do Pop Rocks on their dick. Like it really is all encompassing.
So that's going to happen now. It'll happen soon.
It'll probably start happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Very soon. Very soon. Whoa. Did you get vaccinated?
Yeah. We have our first. Single dose. Yeah. We got our single dose. But
did you not feel hungover the next day?
No, I didn't. I was on such a fucking high from getting vaccinated. I like was doing shrooms in the park. I was ready to go.
I never done shrooms before. What happens?
Oh my god, Priyanka, we're gonna do shrooms together. It's absolutely beautiful. It makes you become one with nature.
Here's a story. One time I did an edible in a park. And it was at the beginning of lockdown where I was feeling fancy about edibles. So I have like a little nibble there, a little nibble here, and feel like, ooh. You know, like And then I went to the park with my friend Wilma Checklier, who's another Toronto drag queen. And I was like, hey, do you want to do an edible? I brought some. She's like, yeah, sure. I took the biggest bite of it.
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go.
Never came back.
What happened?
I woke up and I won Canada's Drag Race, Christmas Pass, and all of a sudden I released an album. I don't know. That's
what you're still on that edible.
I blocked out. It was I started hearing people saying my name. Like, and I know that's funny because of my tagline, but I honestly heard people screaming Priyanka and they weren't. Something was up.
Oh my god. No, yeah. Edibles, I think a lot of edibles is more intense than the right amount of shrooms, which I'm gonna give you. So like come with me, I'm gonna take you on a beautiful.
Oh my god, I can't wait to hang out with you too. Why are we not friends? Is it because I'm too popular for you?
Well, you know what, actually? I met you before once. Did you know? We have a friend in
common. Dodgeball.
Anil. Yeah. Do you know Anil? You've done a podcast with him, right?
Oh, yeah. You were there.
One time I was at his house when you guys were like doing a podcast.
Recording the podcast.
And I had just met you, but like, you know, you weren't famous yet, so I didn't care about it.
Oh my god. Maybe I'll come back for an episode about toxic fame.
I love that. You were probably, I didn't care. That was fun.
No, I remember
you were. The girl from the UK said that Priyanka owned Toronto.
Oh, you did. And I remember, I think I came home. Because I was like, I've always been like pseudo interested in like drag in terms of like doing it myself. And I remember being like, oh my god, I met a drag king.
We're going to be friends now. I also do stand-up comedy in Toronto. And I saw you live once. And I was like, you're funnier than a lot of Toronto comedians.
Oh, that's tea on the pod.
You can write comedian on your bio if you haven't already. I watched you perform once and you like ragged on this kid. It was so funny. I was like comedians would not be able to pull this off, and you fully did. You were just like, it was so funny.
I love, those are my favorite shows, like doing the shows at Bad Dog and stuff. Cause you come out and they're like,
you do comedy stuff. Like, Bad Dog's a comedy.
Do you do comedy as stand-up, or do you already always doing?
No, it's very just like, I think the way that I trick my brain into it is that I just kind of like don't think about it and just take the microphone and just have fun. Just,
yeah, but that's so incredible. That's, I think, sometimes comedians get in our heads.
I think if I was to show up and be like, oh, Priyanka's doing a comedy set, I'd be like,
What am I going to do? You must be such a breath of fresh air at a comedy show, because the hardest part about comedy is that you show up and you're like, these people expect me to fucking do comedy, and then everyone, it's really hard. Whereas that's such a beautiful approach to like nail doing comedy, like being comedy.
And I always come out and do like this, like a number first, always. Like there's always like a
fucking sick.
Right? So you come out, you dance, and everyone's like wowed and wowed and wowed. You drop into a split, and then all of a sudden you're like, I hate white people. And everyone's like, ah, we love her. We love her.
Oh my God. That's so fucking good. Well, honestly, this has been fucking great. We have to wrap this shit up. But we're going to hang out.
What did we learn about poppers? We learned that they're good for your butthole, but bad for you. You could die on the spot.
Yes.
And that they smell like gasoline.
Yeah. They were invented in 1844. They are isobutyl nitrite. They very quickly go through smooth muscle cells. Smooth muscle cells, people. That is why you loosen up the throat.
So, what are the ingredient? Like, what's the ingredient? Like, what is it?
It's literally isobutyl nitrate.
Like, that's the ingredient.
It's a chemical. Like, so amyl nitrites or alkyl nitrites are the family of nitrites that poppers fall under. Isobutyl nitrite is what we are all doing as poppers, because they have found that like it most specifically targets smooth muscle cells and certain parts of your brain. So that leads to 1 minute of euphoria. After 1 minute, the euphoria is gone. A feeling of warmth, a feeling of like I could do anything, like sit on a dick. And then the smooth muscle cells are where the nitrites are also going, and they attach to enzymes, which essentially cause vasodilation, relaxation, and that's where they get away with saying, and it is true, that your asshole and wherever your smooth muscle cells in your body are will loosen up. But loosening and vasodilation leads to low blood pressure, and risks are involved. Gay rights.
Of which, yes, some of them are very scary. But most people are obviously fine, and lots of people do this.
And we have to bottom. Okay.
And also, like, it's Pride Month, and being gay is risky. So what's a bottle of poppers? Yes.
Oh, no. Okay, this is an interesting gay history lesson. They thought poppers caused immunodeficiency and, like, was causing disease. But really, it was that they realized was there was a link between poppers and HIV before. Obviously, there was... evil scientists never studied HIV, and it was so behind on actually figuring out what that was, because no one gave a shit about gay people. So there was a time where there was a lot of speculation about poppers spreading disease, because they were like, well, there's this drug that people are doing, and they hadn't quite figured it out. So that's a history of poppers energy. But lots of people did it like in the 70s and 80s who weren't gay, who were just like raving and doing poppers. Like you were saying, your friends just doing poppers for fun. Like we have a girlfriend who did poppers and passed out at the Beaver once. Like, you know, people are doing it for other reasons.
I have so many friends like that. That's the same friend who like you're on a dance floor. And she's like, I was going to grab a drink, and never comes back. And then takes a photo of her. Like, yeah, she's like in bed with McDonald's. Like, as long as you got home safe, I don't give a shit.
All right, Pri, where can everyone find you, watch you, listen to you?
So you can find me on Instagram, The Queen Priyanka. You can stream my new single, Cake, on iTunes, Spotify, Google
News. Watch it on YouTube, because the music video is incredible.
The music video is out. It's a murder mystery, and you'll have to figure out who killed Priyanka. And it's part of a visual EP that's coming out. So each song is going to have its own installment in the series, and the storyline connects, and I'm just...
Good. Beyonce.
Easy Beyonce. Except Beyonce, I had to sit in so many meetings to get this thing paid for, and everyone's like, you're not famous enough. I was like, oh
my God.
Yes, I am.
I'm like, yes,
wait,
I am,
was
bitch.
It at Casa Loma too? It was beautiful.
And
location.
I filmed it at Casa Loma.
Wow. Oh, love that. So that's a bit of Toronto history right there.
Toronto history, and the next one's gonna be even more
Canadian
iconic.
Canadian history. Truly.
I'm a Canadian heritage moment.
Honestly. You are, and they better make one soon with you in it, and not just the one.
Wait, what will
Race,
it be played out for us? What moment will it be if you had a Canadian heritage moment?
I would say it's either the I Drove All Night lip sync,
that's what I would say.
Me winning Canada's Drag Race, or me filming a video at Casa Loma. Okay. History.
All right. Go History. Watch the video. Thank you so much, Pri, for being on the pod. Everyone, of course. For listening. And we'll see you guys all next week.
Happy Pride, Happy gay Pride. Rights. Do poppers with care. Ding.
Ding. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.